Descartes, we serve specialty handcrafted coffee at events of all sizes.
Oh, so first of all, let's see, how did this all get started?
Well, I've been doing coffee for about 25 years, and coffee is a passion of mine. Been a barista and decided to bring the coffee culture mobily, kind of doing pop-up cafes or events where you can handcraft the coffee and create the art of coffee right there in your own space.
So maybe not so much for somebody like me. I'm a regular coffee, I'll drink anything person, dark.
Yeah.
And I know my son and my daughter, you know, they got to have the espresso machine and they've got to have the milk frother, those kind of things.
Right. The lattes. Yes.
Yeah. So is that more?
Yes. So handcrafted coffee would be espresso with steamed milk, possibly some flavors if you'd like, cappuccino, Americanos, a really good cup of drip coffee.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So do you hand pick the beans or how does that all work?
Yeah. So I'm using a roaster currently that's out of Washington State, and they've been roasting coffee since about 1993. And I did handpick them. I traveled back to Washington State, toured their roastery. I had been using them. We just moved to Fremont about 3 years ago, so I had been using that roaster for several years from Washington. That's
okay.
Where we moved from. So, yeah.
I know a guy from Washington, Danny Olmsted, is a coffee guy.
Oh.
And actually, it's his birthday tomorrow. Anyway,
wow.
He's a coffee guy out there, too. So you might hook up with him and just say,
that's
hey, how about sending some coffee our way?
Yeah. Do some coffee talk. You know,
to get that name. Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, there's I would think that you'd stay pretty busy with this.
Yeah, it's been really well received. I appreciate Lauren and everyone else who's been sharing it on social media. We do have an event coming up this weekend on Sunday, pretty cool, right here in Fremont. We're going to be at Semo, and it's on Main Street. We're going to do their rosé brunch at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Drew and Michelle have just been so awesome backing me, another small local business backing a local business. It's really great. And they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. So they have been so cool to open their space and say that I could have a pop-up cafe there.
Nice.
Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, nice.
I'm doing that.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Mondays and Tuesdays in January and February, 9 a.m. until we're sold out.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that is so down
Main Street. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They are really neat people.
And then
intermixed
within the schedule, if you go to our website, cartandco.com, you could see the calendar and you'll see where we're at. And you can also inquire about having the cart come to you for an event.
Ah.
So all the facts are on there.
So maybe for a chamber coffee or something like that, we could have you there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I am doing a chamber coffee as well at Nye Dental.
Oh, that's coming up.
We talked about that this morning.
Next week. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. Very excited about it.
So there's probably a lot of steps to this. When you first started out, did you, I'm sure you had all kinds of suggestions from people and, oh, maybe you should do it this way. But when you started out, what was the first one you did?
The first event?
Yeah, first event.
Well, I've been hosting a lot of them in my house because I have the coffee cart right there at the lake. So a lot of people have been coming and trying out the different recipes and different kinds of coffee that I'm going to be serving. So I've gotten a lot of feedback from that. But really, the first event is going to be the kickoff event at Semo this Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's good.
I can see you all over town, actually. I can see you at the mall. I can see you in our lobby.
I know,
Chris.
Yeah.
Well, I also, the very first inquiry, I will say, was my sister-in-law's friend, and she asked me to do her daughter's graduation party in May. So her daughter came to my house with her friend, and I served them coffee. They said, yeah, this is great. We want this at our graduation party. So it would really be a good addition to anything like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something unique for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a cool deal.
Or have businesses just bring you in as a treat.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So if I'm looking on the web, the cart, is it the symbol and, or is it the cart and spelled out? Co?
Just for the website is cartandco.com. And if you find us on Instagram, it's @ and then see you at the cart.
Very nice. All right. Well, let's play a song. You picked out some good stuff here. You want to start with little Stevie Wonder this morning?
That'd be great.
So any significance to this song or?
Just one of the best.
Just one of yours that you really like. Okay.
One of the best. Stevie's the best. Okay.
We'll go with Stevie Wonder here. We'll be back to talk with Erica about the Cart and Co. And Lauren Hamilton, RVR Bank guest DJ right here. Fremont's Morning Mix.
Stevie Wonder on Fremont's Morning Mix.
Good choice.
Yeah, RVR Bank guest DJ of the week. And I learned it's not espresso. That's correct. That's okay.
Erica Morham, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, she's... She confirmed that my coffee's okay.
Yeah.
It's dark coffee.
It's what I like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love it dark.
Yeah. Lauren Hamilton, you don't have a coffee in front of you. What do you usually drink?
I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a Mountain Dew enthusiast. Yeah, so I'm sorry.
Well, we have something for her. We're going to introduce her to something.
There you go.
Something for everybody. That's exactly what the card is. It can create any kind of drinks. Hot or cold, iced or hot, and it's self-contained. So the machine, it's a La Marzocco, handmade in Italy, and it's a beautiful machine. I've been wanting it for about 25 years.
Uh-huh.
Finally got it. And it's beautiful, and it has a grinder on the cart. It has a sink with hot and cold water. A pitcher rinser, so it's all right there, self-contained, with the pump, the gray water, the fresh water, and I just need a 110 outlet.
Very nice.
Yeah. Impressive.
Hey, but the difference is you don't just pull up, like if I had a plug-in outside, hey, I'm right here on the corner.
Right.
You're doing events and doing it, just having a fun time with people at their event.
Yeah, definitely. And just being a good service to come to you to give you a coffee experience at whatever your event is.
So iced
Bigger
coffee,
small.
Iced coffee, definitely. You do that too?
Definitely iced coffees, yeah.
And the blended?
Blended we could do, yeah.
Nice.
I've got a Vitamix, so we could do that. And that's the beauty of it, is when you find a client and you say, I'd like to try this out. And say it was Lauren, and she says, and for my kid's pool party. Great, then let's think about something else. Maybe we'll do Italian sodas. Maybe we'll do fresh fruit pureed smoothies.
Yeah.
You know, you can really just have diversity in the beverage crafting.
Are you pretty good at reading people?
I try.
When they walk up? I'll bet you're...
Yeah.
But it's surprising, and it's fun to just say, hey, this one's on me. Let me make you this so that I can show Lauren that she would like something that I make her.
You know, and I know Chris would always be your guinea pig if you'd to try something.
Yeah, for
Chris
sure.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
For
well, maybe I'll just have to drop some by. That was another thing, as I was saying, texting people when I was starting out. I said, hey, I think I'm going to have my husband make me a tray, and I'm just going to do in-town deliveries.
Yeah.
So I'll add you to my text list.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Do. I mean, there's all kinds of, nowadays, when you look at the coffee industry and people, there are so many different kinds of people. There's the Starbucks, there's the scooters, there's the person, me, who makes it at home and drinks it out of the, drinks it that way. But just Folgers, there's all kinds of people, right?
There is all kinds of people. That's exactly right. And that's what's fun about it, is that you can have people, you know, try new things and experiment with new things and just kind of see maybe if they like something new.
So the bean you're using right now, again, maybe kind of is there a certain kind you're using from a certain place?
Right. So the roaster I'm using is, like I stated before, from Washington State, DCR, Delano's Coffee Roasters. And right now I'm using one of their blends, their roasts, and it's called Midway. And they have several. I'm also using a white coffee, which is a nuttier taste to coffee for somebody who possibly doesn't like the taste of coffee. And it's just kind of a nutty taste. You could do it hot or cold, and you could mix it with any type of syrups or sauces. And I'm also doing matcha and several other things.
And you kind of hinted toward healthy drinks also. Is there like a juicy or something with juice in it? You'll do those kind of things too?
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. We do fruit puree smoothies. Matcha is also more of a healthy caffeinated drink, good for the gut. And honestly, just to have the conversation with the client and figure out something for them, it's endless.
Okay.
The beverage world is endless.
Yeah.
What would you think is the most requested?
Oh, for sure. An iced caramel latte.
Latte.
Latte. Iced caramel latte. Or a vanilla hot latte or a mocha. Mocha is always good.
So St. Patty's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Any suggestions?
Sure. You could do an Irish cream is always good. You could do
something minty.
I was going to say kind of a grasshopper where you do a mint and chocolate is always good.
Yeah, summertime. Is there something that people in summertime are like, okay, this is what I want?
Yeah, summertime is fun. You can do lavender drinks, or you could do coconut. You could do a one right now, really good. I was just thinking of peach cobbler. It's like
that sounds kind of good.
Tea together.
That's nice.
Hot or cold.
Even though I'm not real high on the foo-foo things, but peach sounds good right now.
Yeah, you start leaning towards, I think this is essential, not foo-foo anymore.
We're talking with Erica Morum, Cart & Co. right here in Fremont, and she can do all kinds of events. Again, best way to find you would be... Is it Facebook or is it on for the website?
Right on the website, cartandco.com, and on Instagram at see you at the cart.
Okay. What kind of coffee does Willie Nelson drink?
I haven't researched it. I should, but I'm thinking he'd drink an Americano like me because he's that kind of guy.
Oh, yeah. Probably. So you picked out some Willie Nelson this morning. We'll hit this and then come back and wrap things up here, our RVR Bank guest DJ. Willie Nelson, Fremont's Morning Mix, as picked out by Erica Morum, Cart & Co. right here in Fremont. Let's see. Give us all the details again. So you're going to be doing an event this weekend right here downtown Fremont.
Yes. First event is going to be at SEMO, and that's located on Main Street. It's going to be this Sunday, the 21st. They're doing a rosé brunch. And Drew and Michelle were just so kind to ask me to come, and they've been wonderful backing me as local business owners. They asked me to come and do the brunch, and it'll be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can make reservations online. Just Google SEMO or go to their Instagram and or even mine. See you at the cart, and it's in the link. In the bio.
Nice. Or come to the Nye Dental Chamber
Coffee. Yes! And then we have a Chamber Coffee, which is going to be so exciting. The first one at Nye Dental.
So, you'll be serving up some coffee there, right?
Yes, yes. And I'll also be doing pop-ups every Monday and Tuesday for January and February at 9 a.m. at SEMO. They've been so gracious to share their space, and they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, so they told me, hey, do a pop-up cafe.
Yeah.
So come see us at 9 a.m. till sold out.
Very nice.
Yeah. This is, Lauren, pretty good example of working with small businesses to make things happen, right?
Yes.
I mean, I know that Erica probably had to come to the bank with a business plan, then you talk to John Rolfs or somebody, and they help you out, Lauren, and make it all happen, right?
Yeah, we actually connected about 3 years ago, right when they moved to town, and we just kind of had an instant connection, and John knew Erica's husband, and we just kind of went from there, and Erica had reached out when she had this idea, and we said, yeah, it's a great idea, run with it, and she's just progressed from there, and we are lucky to have the opportunity to help her with it.
Yeah, good deal. Well, we're glad we can get you in here. I know you were supposed to be here last week, but yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little difficult. The bank has been really helpful, though. The bank is, you walk in and they'll see you right away. And I literally just went in for questions, and that was what they helped me with. And they've just backed me the whole way with, emailing me with, hey, there's this class, or hey, there's, have you checked out this in town? And then just networking with the Pitch It event with the Fremont Creative Collective. And it's just been wonderful. They've been very helpful.
Good deal. Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Learned about our coffee, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was great meeting you.
Always ready to sample, aren't we?
Oh, well, absolutely. And we can't wait to see you grow and see where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's going to be so exciting.
Yeah.
So
follow us online.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Next week, we'll talk with the folks at Wild Hive. Jasmine DeLuna will be in to talk about another new business coming in here, or is right here in Fremont. It's a little kids' clothing place, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll talk to them next. That's going to do it for our RVR Bank guest, DJ, this morning.